Hello, hello, hello. I'm Ali and welcome back everyone to All Things Psychology. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this podcast, we're going to dive deep into the topic of psychology. We will discuss its history and how it evolved into the discipline we know today. We will cover famous pioneers of psychology and their contributions to the field, as well as major topics in modern psychology and contemporary research. If you're interested in getting a better understanding of what psychology is and does and how it came to be, then stay tuned. I see it all the time in everyday conversations or even when lay people talk about scientific findings. There seems to be a misunderstanding of the concepts of correlation and causation. They are oftentimes confused with each other, in as such that correlation is often misunderstood as causation. But understanding the differences between correlation and causation is crucial to interpret and understand scientific research and findings, which is why in this episode I will explain why correlation does not mean causation and why. So let's dive right in. First of all, let's hear some definitions of what correlation and causation mean. Correlation describes a statistical relationship between variables. Variable A and variable B change together, but this does not mean that there is a causal link between them. Causation, on the other hand, means that one variable A directly influences another variable B, so that a change in variable A causes a direct change in variable B. In this case, there is a causal link between these two variables. Correlation does not imply causation, but causation always implies correlation. There are several reasons why correlation should never be confused with causation. The first one is called the third variable problem, which means that there is another variable C that affects both variables A and B, which makes them seem to be causally related, when in fact, they are not. Another reason might be that A does indeed cause B, but only when D happens, or there's a variable in between A and B, where A causes E and E causes B, so you think that A caused B, when in fact, it only did indirectly. Then there is a directionality problem, which means that it's not clear whether variable A influences variable B or the other way around. It might be that there is a causal relationship between those two, but it cannot be said conclusively in which direction they influence each other. So, as you can see, there are many problems when wanting to interpret correlational results. Correlations might be due to a myriad of reasons, and it's hard to make sure what those reasons are. I'll put a link of a website in the description box where purely coincidental correlations are listed, so check it out if you're interested in seeing the correlational relationship between the number of people who died by becoming tangled in your bed sheets and cheese consumption, and all kinds of other weird correlations. So, how can you actually make causal statements in science? Making causal statements can only be achieved with controlled experiments, because in experiments, hypotheses are tested to establish causality in one direction. This is possible because the experimenter manipulates one variable A before measuring the change in another variable B. By implementing control groups and randomizing group assignment, it is also possible to control for third variables. This is possible because with a control group, any differences between the groups can be attributed to the actual intervention and, through randomization, effects of possible third variables are removed. I'll give you an example of how to test directionality and control for third variables in an experiment. You hypothesize that screen time directly affects concentration, so you test this by randomly dividing participants into an experimental group and a control group to control for third variables. Both groups are tested for their concentration with a concentration test. Then, the experimental group is told to be on their phones for 1 hour, whereas the control group is told not to have any screen time during this 1 hour. After 1 hour, both groups are again tested for their concentration. If the experimental group shows worse concentration after the screen time compared to before the screen time than the control group, you know there's a causal relationship between screen time and concentration. Even though experimental setups with control groups and randomization are the best way to determine causal relationships between two variables, it's still not foolproof. So beware to make any causal assumptions and explanations when it comes to correlations. This concludes this very short episode where we learned why correlation should never be confused with causation and how causal statements can still be made. If you liked this episode, it would mean a lot to me if you left a 5-star review and subscribed to never miss an episode. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram at allthingspsychology_podcast to join in on a conversation and get some accompanying material to each episode. The link to this episode's transcript is in the description box. Thanks so much for listening. Stay curious, stay healthy, and see you next time. Bye.